Redistricting is a hot topic right now in New Mexico and in Texas, and it looks like Fort Bliss may be moving out of El Paso's district.
Yeah, that's the initial plan, and I really want to stress that it's an initial plan. The redistricting process still has a long way to go, so nothing is cast in concrete, but most of El Paso is in the 16th Congressional District, which is kind of the historic core district of the city. But because we have more population here than would fit in just one district, for many years, a second district, the 23rd Congressional District, has also come from San Antonio all the way across into El Paso. And Fort Bliss has always been part of the 16th Congressional District. It's obviously a big component of El Paso, huge economic driver, huge cultural driver. But in the map produced by the Republican Senate Committee last week, it would call for Fort Bliss to be put in the 23rd Congressional District, and the 16th District would sort of wrap from the west underneath Fort Bliss. I think there's going to be a large fight in El Paso to try to make sure that decision doesn't happen and make sure that Fort Bliss stays in the 16th. But it's another reminder for El Pasoans of the stakes that are involved in redistricting this year.
Why is that desirable for Republicans?
That's a really good question. What they're trying to do is create a possible district in the 23rd for the congressman who currently represents the area, a Republican named Tony Gonzalez. I think the areas they carved out of El Paso, which is obviously a very Democratic county, are probably the most favorable voting precincts for a Republican candidate. So they know they're not going to win in El Paso County, but I think the goal is to try to keep Democrats from running up a big victory margin in the El Paso part of that district.
All right. Moving on, immigration, just always such an important topic. And looking to asylum seekers now and what you're discovering about what they've been told along the way and that basically you're finding is untruthful.
So there have been a number of efforts, beginning with the Trump administration and continuing with the Biden administration, to basically restrict access to the asylum process. And one of the Trump administration's earliest efforts was a program called metering or turnbacks, where they stationed Customs and Border Protection officers right at the top of international bridges. And when potential asylum seekers approached the boundary line, they were told that they couldn't move forward because CBP didn't have enough room to process them at the ports. I witnessed a lot of this going on back in 2018 when it started, and when I saw what was going on, I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of Homeland Security, trying to find out what's behind this policy, and most importantly, were the ports really at capacity? Did they not have room to process these folks? The initial response from the government was to just ignore my request, which is illegal. So I filed a lawsuit in October of 2019, and just recently, CBP agreed to release the documents in largely unredacted form that would answer most of the questions I had. And that was the genesis of the story. And the short answer is that the ports were nowhere near capacity when this program started. They had plenty of room in El Paso and elsewhere to process these migrants. In June of 2018, for example, they had about 60 of the 300 detention spaces filled when they were turning away people. So they obviously had a couple hundred more spaces. So as one of the lawyers involved said, the government was being untruthful, and this was really a policy in search of an explanation. And really the explanation was Trump really wanted to push back on the asylum process.
Well, with the little bit of time we have left, let's end on a high note with a genius grant. How do you get one of those?
Well, you have to be in the right place at the right time. And this is from a program called the MacArthur Foundation. And a woman who grew up in El Paso named Christina Ibarra, a very prominent documentary filmmaker, was one of this year's recipients. I had a chance to talk with her this week. And one interesting part of this is her husband also won one of these genius grants this year. First time that a couple has ever won it in the same year. So quite an exciting time, and really should help them do more of the work that they find important, which is providing an accurate portrayal in film about the border and about Latinos.
Very nice. And so no more bragging rights just for him, right?
So her husband, Alex Rivera, is an accomplished filmmaker in his own right, and they work together on projects. So this is a very exciting time in their household. And I should mention they also have a 7-year-old daughter who gets to join in the celebration with them.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you very much for the update. You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.